It's time for the 8-Minute Devotion. The 8-Minute Devotion is a daily message that fills you with hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Here's your host, Pastor Cameron Walcott.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the 8-Minute Devotion. This is our Friday episode, end of the week, May 10th, and I'm so glad, friends, that you are with us once again. You know, we often ask you, remind you of this, but if you have a question you would like us to answer on a future episode of the podcast, please email us at the8minutedevotion@gmail.com. That's the8minutedevotion@gmail.com. Now, if you're watching us, you also could just leave your questions as a comment on the YouTube video or the Facebook video, wherever it is you're watching us, and we would be glad to get back to you. You also can leave questions on our Facebook page. Just search The 8-Minute Devotion. We come up pretty easily. Whenever you search that term, you can find us in a variety of ways. Also, please make sure wherever you watch or listen, subscribe to the podcast, whether it's audio or video. And don't just subscribe. If you have time, leave us a rating. Give us those 5 stars. You know, I'm not one of those kids asking for the 5-star rating, but I guess I do it occasionally as well. Give us that 5-star rating. Don't they say smash the like button or something like that? And let people know about the podcast as well. Share it so that this message can get out to as many people as possible. So with that being said, we're going to continue today on the election of God. And we've been talking about how the election of God functions through faith, through the foreknowledge of God. God does not just randomly choose some for heaven, some for hell. It's based on the faith that he knows that we will have, based on his foreknowledge. And his foreknowledge did not cause us to do things, but his foreknowledge is a reflection of what he knew we would do, the choice to receive or reject his faith. And I think that's an important concept for all of us to have. So the election of God functions through faith. All of the glory and salvation goes to God. None of the glory goes to me. It all 100% belongs to God. But I do still need to say yes to God's salvation. I do need to say yes, and I need to receive him by faith. And so the election of God functions through faith, but today we're going to see this. The election of God is based on his mercy. It functions through faith, but it's based on his mercy. If not for the mercy of God, none of us could be saved. If not for the mercy of God, none of us could be elected and be chosen to salvation. If not for his mercy, we would all be hopelessly, utterly lost. But God is a merciful God. But God is a merciful Savior. And what a wonderful God, what a wonderful Lord we serve. What is mercy? How can we define it? Well, essentially, mercy is undeserved pardon. When God shows us mercy, it means he is not giving us the punishment that we so richly deserve. You see, all of us, every single one of us deserves death. So by saving us, God is showing extraordinary mercy. That's what mercy is. That's how mercy works. And salvation is based on the mercy of God. Not a single one of us deserve to be saved. All have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God. I lost how to say that for a second. But we have all sinned. We've all fallen short of God's glory. But in his mercy, God forgives those who will receive his mercy through faith. Romans 9:13, the scripture that we're going to look at today. It's an interesting scripture. It's not the sort of scripture that we think about or talk about today. We don't use this language, but it's in the Bible. So this is what Paul says, Romans 9:13. As it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. Jacob I have loved, Esau I have hated. In his mercy, God decided to show his love towards Jacob, while Esau rejected God's love and thus became a recipient of his hatred. This verse is a quote from Malachi 1:2, Jacob I've loved, Esau I've hated. You know that word hated, it also, you know, the thought behind it is rejected. You know, Esau I have rejected, Esau I have despised, Esau I have left behind. And that's what God says. Now, why was it that God chose Jacob, loved Jacob, and rejected Esau? Was it because Jacob was perfect and sinless and Esau was sinful? No, that was not the deciding factor, because Jacob was a man full of sin, full of deceit, full of lying. Jacob, for much of his life, was not a good man. Esau also was not a good man. But when you consider them just from a strict morality standpoint, early in their life, Esau may have been a more moral man than Jacob. Esau, we don't hear a lot about his sins early in their lives, whereas Jacob, we know, was a deceiver, and Jacob was sinful. So why was it then that God says, Jacob I loved, Esau I rejected? Well, Jacob had faith. Despite his imperfections, when God began to work in Jacob's life, Jacob responded to God, and Jacob received the mercy of God. Jacob put himself in that position of saying, Lord, I believe. Lord, I receive. He didn't earn it. He couldn't have earned it. Early in his life, he did many wicked things, but he received God's mercy, and thus God saved Jacob and transformed him. Esau, on the other hand, he was a man who rejected his birthright, and he counted the things of God as light and not sacred. When it came to his birthright, when it came to the promises of God, when it came to the good gifts God wanted to give Esau, Esau despised it all. In the defining part of his life, Esau despised his birthright for a bowl of soup. He put his needs in the moment above the eternal promises and calling of God. He rejected God's mercy and blessings. He rejected the presence of God. He rejected the calling of God. And because of that, because Esau repeatedly rejected God, the day came when God rejected Esau. Later in his life, the scripture says he was seeking repentance and he could not find it. Now, I believe God will grant repentance to all who genuinely want it. But Esau, in his own way, was still seeking it in his own way, in his own pride. Esau wanted to deal with God on his own terms. God, you give me what I want first, then we'll talk. Esau thus rejected the mercy of God. Jacob received God's mercy. Jacob received God's grace. Jacob was chosen by God. But again, it's not because of anything good in him. It's just that he said yes to the Lord. And friends, the lesson for us today, let's not have any pride before the Lord. Some of you may have been in church 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Like me, I've been in church, I'm 45 now, so 45 years. But let us not have a shred of pride that, well, I've been walking with the Lord a long time, I deserve it, I've earned it. No, we deserve nothing. We are only saved by relying on the mercy of God. God elects those, not who have done a lot of good things and been in church a long time. God elects those who put their faith in Jesus, who rely on the mercy of God. That's who he saved. So may we never forget, we are saved, we are glorified, we are justified, we are elected, all based on the mercy of God. May we ever praise him, never ourselves. Thank you for watching and listening. We'll be back next week on the 8-Minute Devotion.
Thank you for listening to the 8-Minute Devotion. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen to or watch it. And email us at the8minutedevotion@gmail.com. With any questions or comments, may God bless you.